Need a plug?
Yeah.
Oh, you can sit over here, I guess, and use that.
That's how we discussed the parameters of Klisheni and the fact that Klisheni ate him the Vashel. But on the back of our minds, we knew that there are many exceptions to Klisheni and the Vashel. And the exceptions at the end of the day are probably more numerous than the rules. So today we'll talk about the exceptions. Number one, the Mishnah tells us, or at least it emerges from the Mishnah on the Daf Kuf Mem Hei Amud Beis, that's understood by Rishonim, is understood by Tosfos on Lamed Tes Amud Aleph, Dibur Maskil Ko, that there is a class of foodstuffs that we refer to as Kalei Habishal, as things that are easily cooked, that are subject to Bishal, even in a cliche. That's what we learned from the Mishnah that told us, Koyasa Ispinin, Amaliyah Yashin, Koyasa Ispinin, Shadachasan Zuhi Gumar Malachan. That teaches us that there's a different standard of Bishal when it comes to these foodstuffs that are what we refer to as Kali Bishal. Some discussions, Koyasa Ispinin, some you show them say tunina fish, or maybe something close to the herring, some kind of fish that because of its makeup is subject to Bishal either at a lower standard, a lower temperature, would be subject to Bishal even in a Klisheni. Therefore, Tosfos says along the Tesla Aleph, even if assuming, as we'll talk about next time, that Iwi Kikli Mishon is Kikli Mishon, and Iwi Kikli Sheni is Kikli Sheni, so you couldn't be Ma'ar from a Klisheni on Kali Abishal, because that's the Ilu, you're cooking it in a Klisheni, and Kali Abishal is subject to Bishal, even in a Klisheni. So the Mishnah just gives us these two examples of Meliach HaYashan and Kulius HaEspinin. The Rama writes in Parakas Rakabez, told us or I've seen this before. It's a thin, soft fish. That rinsing it with hot water is gmar bishul, even in a klisheni. The Rambam says it's not only, this is not an exhaustive list of kali bishul, the chayin kol kayotibes, and things of similar texture and consistency are also kali bishul and subject to bishul at a lower threshold. And that's what the Be'er Halacha quotes in Sif Dalet, where the Mechaber writes, Imu davar yaveh shelin es vashem b'pnei Shabbos, ein shavon es avachan b'Shabbos, aval madivin es avachan b'Shabbos. Hadacha meaning pouring from the cliché. Chut, min ha-maliach ha-yashan, min ha-dak she-nikra kul yis ha-ispinin, she-ein ha-mzvichan bishal el-ma'at, ha-dachasan zuhi gemar malata. So there, hadacha from a klisheni is a malacha. Says the Be'er Halacha, kul yis ha-ispinin, la dafka, eilu du adin l'chol ha-yosir is that, davar, dak, rap yosir, that's a Rambam that we just saw. Okay, so as far as the scope of what else is considered Kali Bishul beyond the example of the Mishnah, that will come to in a little while. But then there's another Gemara that we have to look at to understand what's potentially subject to Bishul with Klisheni. And that's the Gemara in Daf Mem Beis Amud Beis that we briefly encountered a couple of shiurim ago. Mara, about halfway between Mishnah to Mishnah. Oli Abaye, Tani Rebithia, Melach, Eina Kitavlin. Cliche Nami Bishla. The Gemara here assumes as a starting point that Tavlin is subject to Bishol, the Kli Rishon, below the Cliche. Tavlin is subject to Bishol, the Kli Rishon, over Cliche. Abaye says, Tani Rebkhia, Melach, Eina Kitavlin, Salt is not like Tavlin. The Cliche Nami Bishol. Salt is subject to Bishol, even in a Cliche. Upliga the Rav Nachman, number of Nachman, Tricha Milcha Bishula Kibisra Natura, that Melach requires Bishul like Akmi. The Iga the Ami Sav Rav Yosef Lemeimar, Melach Harehu Ketavlin. Salt is like Tavlin. The Bikli Rishon Bishla, the Bikli Sheni Lo Bishla. That salt is exactly like Tavlin. That is subject to Bishla and Bikli Rishon, and not in a Bikli Sheni. I'm going to buy it. Tanya Bikli, a Melach, Eda Ketavlin. Salt is not like Tavlin. The Bikli Rishon Nami Lo Bishla. It's not subject to Bishla, even in a Bikli Rishon. The Tula Shamas in the Gemara, whether salt is mispashel even in a Kli Rishon, or salt is not mispashel even in a Kli Sheni. The Mishnah Basra is that Melach isn't Ketavlin. Tavlin is subject to Bishol, Kli Rishon, not a Kli Sheni. Melach is not subject to Bishol even in a Kli Rishon. And the first Lashon of the Gemara assumes that Melach is subject to Bishol even in a Kli Sheni. Says Tosfos, Yiver Maskil Bahainu Dira Nachman. Near the Alpha Pair Shabuddin, Shapir Shabakal Makam, Nika Lishli, the Tigi, we shall Torah, Halach Akhar Machmir, who we shall sow from Halach Akhar Akron, who have been in time, we shall sow from Halach Akhar Mekal, the family we bought, Shapir Shabakal Makam, Nika the army, Tafil Gabi Lashavish Shabakar. Here we pass in light the Lishna Basra, the Melech ain't a Ketavlin and is not subject to Bishol even in a Kli Rishon. So you'd be allowed to put salt in a Kli Rishon, at least Shehusim and Gabi Esh. The Lishna Kama, Pali Brysa, the Rukhia, Adr Nachman. The Lishna Basra, Hein Adr Nachman. We talk about Pasuk Rabbeinu Shmuel, Shemut, Jalas, Ismael, the top Shabbat Shabbos. Afilu b'kli rishon shaviro minor, v'machmir kolishma kama shelolite melach b'kara kolzman shi'as ledesbo tov v'labrach. So it says that in principle we paskin like the lishna basra, and therefore you're allowed to put salt in a even in a kli rishon. Shavir me'al gabe ish, v'machmir kolishma kama not to put salt even in a kli sheni. Is Tavo Allah Bracha. And that, the Machmir Tavo Allah Bracha, that we find in the Mordechai as well, Simin Shin Ches. Again, in the Ikara Din, we pass it like Lishna Basa, that it would be permissible to put salt even in a Klevishan Shehusim Agabe Esh, but a Machmir Tavo Allah Bracha, Shalalite Melach, Hafil Bukli Sheni, Kos Manchi Yasla. This bow. Since we're talking about a potential Issa Deraisa, so Hamachmir Tavo, Hamachmir Tavo Labracha. So says the Mordechai in Simin Shin Ches. Darke Moshe in Oz Dalit. Shin Yukas Oz Dalit. Kosa Mordechai, Kosa Mordechai Perak Ki Rav, Rav Rabbeinu Dan Omer. I don't know who the Rabbeinu Dan is. The Melach Shalanu, the Misaknin Oso Ayude Bishol. Our salt, which is subject to Bishol as part of its production, Ein lachosh. So you don't have to worry about our salt. In the Tanya, kol sheba b'cham with Ne'er Shabbos, v'chulei. When we come back on a machmir, tavo alav brach. The Dark Moshe puts in this to Ben Adan that our salt already is subject to Bishul beforehand. So in principle, there's nothing to worry about because Ein Bishul Achar Bishul. And yet, Hamachmir Tavol Abracha. So even if it's already subject to Bishul, and you should say Ein Bishul Achar Bishul, still Hamachmir Tavol Abracha. Right, that's the presentation of the Darkei Moshe here. And that's what the Darkei, the Ramah quotes in Sif Tes, the Halacha. Mechaber writes, Sif Tes, Melach mutter lita l'salt al kevin shabir me'al ha'esh. You'll have to put salt in the plimish and shahavir me'al gabi esh. Hagah, the esh osim lasis melach ha'filu b'kli sheni, calls man shayasal edisbo, the machmur tabal abracha. So from the presentation of the Darkei Moshe, it sounds like the Ramah is coming to say, even if you know the salt was cooked ahead of time, there's still a machmur tabal abracha by putting the salt in a Lishenim. That's how Rabbi Huda Eicher presents it in his Haggah to the Magen Avraham, Sif Katan Lamed Aleph. Magen Avraham writes in Sif Katan Lamed Aleph, in the early, the Melach She'osim Imayim She'bevashim L'asam Ein Bo Misham Bishol De Ein Bishol Akar Bishol. That if the salt is pre-cooked, there's no concern because Ein Bishul Achar Bishul. Says in Kibagir there, the chayn bitzukar mutter mehataima, same thing with sugar, which is previously cooked. Hakas v'shuvas panim iros, u'b'mordechai ve'aduda, saimina mikal makam tova hafnir. And yet the Mordechai says, sounds like even b'melach shalanu tov lahachmir. And he quotes the Sefer Aguda as well. What's the Sefer Aguda? Sefer Aguda writes, Simon Samet Beis, v'machmir shalalite melach b'kara kol man sheyatz ledes v'shabes davol abracha. Rabbi Dan Omer, the melach shalanu, the mesachim also aide bishol, ein lachosh, the tanina kol sheba b'chamin, the tov v'machmir shalalite melach afilu b'klisheni kol man sheyatz ledes. So after he quotes Rabbi Dan that our salt is not a problem because it's already cooked, still he says v'machmir even a klisheni is tavol abracha. It's clear, that's what Rabbi Kibbeh is Messiah, that the Aguda also assumed that the reason to be Machmir applies even if it's read in this Bashel. Still, a Machmir v'klisheni, tavo olav, rach. Take a look, however, in the Shar Hatzion, Sipkatan, Sadi Vav. Mishabur writes in Sukkot and Ayin Aleph, and this Yesh Osim in the Ramah, Vahani Vili B'malach Shachofrit. That's talking about natural salt. Aval Melach Shachosim Yimayim Shemavashim Asam, Evo Misham Bishol Kuleyama. But if the salt is pre-cooked, there's no problem with Bishol, Evo Bishol Akar Bishol. V'chein B'tzukar Mutter Me'at Taima, V'nabukli Vishal Akar Shevirum Mina Eish, the Yesh Mifakri Kimbazet. Who's that? Sadi Bav. Ayin Shari Shuvah, which we'll see in a moment. The Chidush Rebbe Ke'eru, where we just saw. The Mordechai writes the following. Bigdayasha is from Katan Yudbeis. And that line, the Mordechai, Hamach Mitavala Bracha, which is parallel to our Tosas on Daf Mem, says the Bigdayasha, Kaya Melech Shalahem Elo Tzayim. That Tavala Bracha is only going in their salt, it's not going in our salt, because our salt is cooked. And Ein Bishel Achar Bishel. So the Mishabu is Messiah, that Big Dayesha is against the Rebbe Kiveger, it's against the Aguda. That's saying the whole Chumrah of the Mordechai, which is based on the Chumrah of the Ramah, the Chumrah of the Bali Tosos, is only the Melech Shalahem. The Melech Shalahem, there's no problem, even Lechachila, because Ein Bishel Achar Bishel. Says the Mishabu, the Sharit Zion, Lachain, Lavach Marti, Bigli Shani. Since the Bigdayasha understood that the Chumrah of the Mordechai is limited to Melech Shalahem and not Melech Shalanu, so Mishabur doesn't think that it's necessary to be Machmir in a Klisheni. That's what he concludes in Sivkat and Ayin Aleph, the Tobli Zarmikli Misha Lechachila. According to Lishabas, the Gemara is much to put salt even into a Klisheni Shus Megalavish. Mordechai says, "I'm after Tavla Bracha." If you be eager, the good understand in that Mordechai and the Pesach of the Ramah, the Ish Osrim, is that I'm after Tavla Bracha, even B'mayim Shalanu, even though you should have said Ein Bishel B'melach Shalanu, even though you should have said Ein Bishel Achar Bishel. The Mishnah Berurah says compromise. Since the Big Dayasha understood the Mordechai's Chumra is only B'melach Shalahem, so the Kli Rishon will be Machmir, but the Kli Shadi will be Megal. So what is the basis for being machmir, even in salt that was already cooked, even though we should have said ein bishel achar bishel? So we alluded to this a few shiurim ago when we discussed the gedder of davar lach versus the gedder of davar yavesh, and we noted that it's mevura from the din in sif tezayin of the pashtida that melts, that if you have a solid that liquefies, that's still considered to be a davar yavesh for purposes of a bishel achar bishel. But is that so if you have something that liquefies instantaneously? If something turns into liquid immediately, do you also say that for purposes of bishel achar bishel, that's considered to be a davar yavesh and not a davar lach? So take a look at the Shari Tshuva here in Sivkat and Hay, here in Shingu Pes. Shari Tshuva says, Ayin Panim Be'iros, Osam Shemadiyim B'Shabbos Mayim Rosh and B'Kli Rishon, the Bushal of Ibn Tay. So people would bring boiling water to Kli Rishon with tea leaves. In the Arab Kli Rishon, the Soch HaKa'aros Ketanos Jeish Behem Sukkar. And they would pour from this boiling Kli Rishon into small bowls that have sugar in them. Ein Kami Shem Bishol. Kaven Shed Sukkar Kvarnas Basa Beis Uma. The sugar's ready cooked. The Ein Bishol Achar Bishol with every Yavish. Av Shed Sukkar Nimuach Yesh Lo Div Yavish. So even though as soon as you're pouring the water into the sugar is going to liquefy, for purposes of Bishol Achar Bishol, that's still considered to be a Dav Yavish. Umoto Litein Sukkar Av the Kli Rishon. Moshe Kasa Magna Brahm, the Yana Melech, the Magna Brahm that we just saw in Sifat Alam and Aleph. Ube, with the Rashi Devas. don't know what Rashi Davis is. Kasev Hashem Zara Emes, Shemagam Gebozet, Umasik Shetov La'aretz HaKofi, the Kosos, the Akar Kach Lasis Bo'et Sukkah. Upasha the Hainu Dafka Barasayat the Kli Rishon, the Shayat Zoledesba. The Bosh Zara Emes that argues on this part of the years. What does the Zara Emes say? So we had noted last time, quoting from the Orach HaShabbos, that the Orach HaShabbos understood the Mishnah Berurah is machmir here, or at least when it comes to Kli Rishon, and when he's quoting to be machmir in Salt, even if we're talking about Melach Shalom, which is already in this Bashel, it's because the Mishnah Berurah is Choshesh, that if you have a Dabar Yavish that instantaneously liquefies, that's considered to be a Dabar Lach for purposes of Ein Bishel Achar Bishel. And in fact, so that's the reason to be machmir, even if it's already in this Bashel part. And in fact, that's what the Matzah Seshekel says here in Sifkatan Lamed Aleph. Well, it says Lina Basar Hashto came in the Aksha Buyavesh. So maybe the reason that the Mordechai says is because he's not convinced that if you have a darish in his bashel that liquefies right away, even if it starts as yavesh, that that's necessarily considered yavesh for purposes of ein bishel achar bishel, and that's the rationale for the amakmir tavla bracha. So even by melach shalanu, but it makes sense to be machmir even in a klisheni potentially, because maybe that's considered to be a davar lach, which if it's kali abishal and rechoshesh for the first lashon in the Gemara, could be nisbashal even in a klisheni. However, so Rabbi Carr pointed out, if you look in the Zera Emes inside, the Zera Emes is saying something more limited. Zera Emes, Chelek Aleph, Siman, Lamed, Tes. I send you a PDF of it. Nishalti, it's an old print. Nishalti imutter la'aros kofi mikli rishon ala tzukar shevikosos b'shabbos mishum iroi the kli rishon. So assuming that iroi the kli rishon is the kli rishon, can you pour from a kli rishon onto sugar on Shabbos? Yep. So l'chora, i.e. karin nidina pircha. The question doesn't necessarily get off the ground. Mi hitu l'haniach ha-kofi b'makam she'atz l'adispo b'ofen d'yem makam she'elah imbundu l'arosan al tzuker. So how do you produce the coffee to a point that it's yatz l'adispo? Achen karnadu heter b'zeh yesh tam tzas l'ma she'ismochu him and the coffee have been mitzam v'duralo. As the Rama says, and says Dalid, fine. So the Kofi got there. Then he says, for Isil Rav Padami Eros, the Sasser Bazeh, the Hitter Bazeh, Lemisha Tsukar. Nivushal chila beis asiyaso be'ein bishal achar bishal. Well, then he has daiti a lisba chalzeh mikamatan. So that heard to the part of the eros that as long as the sugar is already cooked, there's no potential bishal exposure going forward. And the problem with that, chada, near exas, the masha osa bitzukar bitzilaso, eino bishal, allocating a fiat. So the processing method of sugar is not one of bishul, but one of afia. The imkain havalei kibishul achar afia to aser l'das harbi poskim. So if it would have been real bishul, then in a chanami a bishul achar bishul, and you wouldn't have to be concerned. However, it's afia. And yesh bishul achar afia. So that's why you have to be concerned about re-cooking the sugar. The ode, the kevan delo nigmar asiyaso. Can I get the next word? I'm sorry? Tafliso, maybe, okay. Yeah, good. Mm-hmm. So you never eat sugar plain. So even after you've processed the sugar, through whatever processing you've done, whether you call it bishul or call it a fia, it's still not edible in that state. Ella. Next word. Can I make it out? Havalei kielonis vashakot zavadaser. So he says the finish here that even if technically speaking the hilchos bishul it's already been this bashel, but if it's not yet edible until you do something further to it, you're not going to eat the sugar plain. You're going to have to put it in your coffee to venture for the sugar. So the initial act of bishul is not a complete act of bishul. And then you can't rely on simply saying ein bishul achar bishul. So these are the two concerns raised by the Zera Abbas. Number one, the sugar is nefa, not nisbashel. So you can't hide behind ein bishul achar bishul because yesh afi achar bishul. And number two, the chiddush that if the original bishul, even if it was bishul, doesn't bring it to an edible state because you're not going to eat it plain. So then you also can't say in bishul achar bishul if you're then going to put it in the hot water, which is part of the process necessary to prepare it for eating. So Rabbi Carr pointed out, if you read the Zera Emes inside, he's not saying a blanket cheshbin that anytime you have something that's nimuach, that's considered lach and ayodesh. He has a more limited concern relevant to the sugar that he's talking about, both in terms of the process used to prepare the sugar ahead of time and the general state in which sugar is consumed. And if that's the case, then he's talking about sugar. But if salt is subject to regular bishul as such, then the first concern of the Zera Emes wouldn't be relevant to salt. On the second point of the Zera Emes, when Moshe takes issue in the Tshuvas to Rabbi Eider, there it is. It's Tshuva Kav Zayin in the Yeshivas Rabbi Iger. So he does like that second point of the Zera MS that, what, because you don't usually eat it plain, then that affects whether we're considered a bishul or a bishul. So he doesn't think that's true. And number two, people do eat sugar plain. But people may not want to eat plain sugar, but that doesn't fundamentally mean that we treat sugar differently than other food items. So maybe the real reason for the Zera Emes, or Moshe presumably didn't see the Zera Emes inside, is that there wasn't proper Bishul done. Or people don't know if it was proper Bishul done. But if you know that there's proper Bishul done, there's no concern putting it at least in a cliche. So Moshe says, therefore, instant coffee, which we know is mevushal. So then that's fine with Lishani. And he says, Moshe writes that I myself is machmer on myself when it comes to instant coffee to put it in a klishlishi. So we'll come to Moshe's position about klishlishi later. But in principle, Moshe doesn't think that there's a problem if you have a powder that was, be it sugar, presumably be it salt, that was probably nisbashel ahead of time. So in principle, there's no problem of putting it in a cliche. Here, Moshe thinks you're definitely safe if you put it in a cliche.
Would
a cliche
also be fine in principle?
A cliche shown. So there the Mishnah Berurah says that you have to be machmer. Right? We're still choshish for the machmer tavala bracha of the Mordechai and the Ramah and the Yeshom and the Ramah that
isn't a machmer tavala bracha mutter and choose to be machmer. Good.
So the Ikar then, that's true. But the Mishnah Berurah's recommendation is that when it comes to a kli rishon, you still should be machmir, even in malach shalanu, that's already nisbasha. So Moshe says, in principle, that's true. Then the ikar din is put to a kli rishon, but that we're definitely machmir. Klisheni,
we're using the line on machmir to little bracha, that means for passing it's asur.
So when the Ramah writes in Siftes, Yesh Osrim Lasseis Melach Hapilu B'Klisheni Kol Mancha Yatzel Edespo, meaning that we pass it like the Mishnah Kama in the Gemara. Machmir Tavol Abracha and the Mishnah Berurah says, Tov li zar mikli rishon l'chachila. So you're saying that's more than... Okay, the Mishnah Berurah says, the Machmir Tavol HaBracha is the Machmir Tavol HaBracha d'imin mikli sheni. So the Mishnah Berurah says, Tov li zar mikli rishon. So you should take upon yourself to be the Tavol HaBracha, at least when it comes to mikli rishon.
So where is that promotion?
This is Tshuva Kufzai and Rabbi Eider. In the Chela Dal with Simon Ayin Dal, there's different numbers because he counted. Here is Kufzai. Now, the Irish book, it's Kavzayin, Lash is Aleph, or before Lash is, I guess, Token is Aleph. And then when they reprinted in Mikras Moshe, they restarted the numbers so they get the official with Aleph. So I think in the printed Mikras Moshe, it's probably around the new test or something. Again, either way, the reality is even if you understand, you read the Zera Emes the way the Zera Emes actually presents this concern about sugar, but the bottom line is that at least in the Aguda that the Rebbe Gevager's Mitzayin, it's clear the Aguda was Mahmir even in thought that that's already in this Basha. The Zera Emes is concerned with about sugar, that sugar is naphtha. He doesn't say it about salt. And yet, and the goodness is worthy of Machmer even by salt, that's already in this fashion. So it seems like, to the extent that the Mishnah Berurah favors the Machmer, understands that you should be machmir even the melach shalanu shekarnis bashel, at least in the Kli Rishon, that there is a consideration, or maybe there still is a consideration, that if you have a darbi yavish, that's nivuach miad, that we're concerned about bishel achar bishel.
What's the deal with the size of our salt and sugars?
Okay, so we'll get to that in a few minutes. And that's also how Dayan Y seems to understand the concern, namely that Nimuach would be a problem of Bishal HaKavishu Adavar Lach. Chumas Minchas Yitzchak Chelek Aleph Simin Nun Hei. Chelek Aleph Simin Nun Hei. The Indian Asiyas Nef Cafe Bishabbos. Mahu lishbaruch ala neskafe mayim chamim b'klivishem b'shabbos kodesh v'yishlachkor imar gar'inim b'gushalim tarim she'osem mehem avak. So the powder, is that properly cooked? Is everything cooked ahead of time in the manufacturing process? Or are they only roasted? B'nei, acharei ha'chakira shel avadat depo in Manchester, Eithel, the Nestle Company Limited, Hayes Middlesex, that the coffee beans used in its manufacture are first roasted before being boiled and brewed, and that the carbohydrates are also boiled. So it's ready, Bishop. What are the carbohydrates? Coffee. He quotes Mordechai, this is our MS. He says, for that reason, Yesh Lizar, Bilarva, Salam, Bikli, Bishan, Shiat, Sladispo, Dare Kozer, Vinim Kakwafi, and because you hate Bine, Sokur Shabo. So even though it's written in the Spasho, you still should be Machmir because it's going to liquefy. And we should be concerned that that is a double laugh and subject to ein bishul and subject to bishul after bishul. So you shouldn't pour from a kli rishon. what is the production method of our salt? I sent you a link to an article from the OU's Apocatrius.
That's salt.
That's salt.
I don't think we get that. Do we get that?
So they write, this rather Gabriel Price, my favorite to say it. Salt processors employ a number of methods for recovering salt depending on variations in geographic and economic resources. These include mining, a process that does not require heat, solar evaporation, which doesn't require heat, solution mining that does require heat but only selectively, and mechanical compression. In each of these cases, the salt must undergo a final drying step to remove residual water such that the moisture level of the final product is below 0.1%. Salt is dried in an oven and heated to about 200 to 300 Fahrenheit for about 10 minutes. The OU postgame have ruled that although the primary processing stages identified above do not guarantee that any given sample of table salt has been cooked, the drying stage can be considered an aphia, and we can be lenient according to the decision of A. Bishalach Arfia. Even though in general, we're choshesh that yesh Bishalach Arfia, that's only when the question involves a subject deraisa. But since the question of placing salt into a kli rishon shehusar al gabei esh is no more than a chumra, because me'ikar adin, we paskin like the Lishna Basra in the Gemara, that even a kli rishon shehusar al gabei esh is mutter, and we're only machmer for the tavla bracha to be choshesh for the other lashon of Gemara of the Mordechai and the Bali Tosos, we can follow the lenient position that ain't Bishal Achar Afia. Therefore, the OU Paskins, that you could even put, sounds like it says, you could even put salt in a Kli Rishon, Shehusar, Me'al Gabei Esh, and definitely in a Kli Sheni. Rabbi Karp writes the same thing, although he says he still should be machmir kli rishon shehusar al gabei esh, but he writes on page Tafsamach Dalin that you don't have to be machmir two kumasi. To be machmir in our salt in a kli sheni is to be machmir number one, that yesh bishal achar afia, and number two, that there's bishal b'melach at all. So to be machmir both of those kumros in a kli sheni, he doesn't think is necessary. And even if you want to be machmir on that, he thinks at least you can be makel to consider a ladle a kli in and of itself, which we'll talk about. And then in Yinzeh, you could treat your soup bowl as a kli shlishi if you want. If a cliche would help, which we'll talk about a little bit later as well. But that is the general consensus of Boskin, that definitely in a cliche, as per the talk of Mishabrua, even if we'd be mathmir for the Tavola Bracha position in a Klevishon, but definitely in cliche, you could put salt, and that is Minaka Ola. I saw on the OU website there's something called Himalayan pink salt. Anyone ever hear that? Really? Of course. I never heard of it. Okay. I guess we eat in different circles. Have you ever put Himalayan pink salt in your chalent?
No.
In your soup?
No.
In anything?
No. It's one of those things that you see in the cabinet that you don't touch.
So you've heard of it? Yes. Okay. It's dangerous.
You have to grind it typically.
So apparently Himalayan pink salt is mined salt that was never cooked. And therefore they're no coolers. Okay, what would one put Himalayan pink salt on?
Himalayan
Okay. Does it come from the mind of the Himalayas? Or?
Oh, it's pretty. So it's like the shell.
Okay.
Apparently it has, it's loaded with minerals and there's a lot of health benefits.
Fine. So let's go back to Kala, to Kali Habisham in general. So we saw the Lashon of the Rambam, Kol Kayotze was that. The Urayim sounds like he's more expansive. The Urayim in Simon Reish Ayin Dalet or Simon Kuf Beis in the old edition. The Urayim has a line. Hilkach Yizahir Adam Shelo Lahachnis B'Shabbos Shum Davar B'Kli Sheni. You shouldn't put anything in a Kli Sheni. The app of Klishlishi, she has led this book, even in Klishlishi, it was the has led this book. She ain't out of the key of Midvarim Rak in the Kushim. Me and Miss Basha, but Klisheni, who me, who she ain't of Miss Basha. We don't really know what's considered a Kali official. The Mishnah gives us a couple examples, and maybe Melah fits in there also. But we don't really know. We don't really know what are Kali official. And because we're talking about a potential Chashash Daraisa, you can't put anything in a cliche. We don't know what's considered rach and what's considered kasha. So therefore the Rambam says, you can't put you can't put bread in a cliche. Maybe bread is from the Kali Habisham. Again, the Rambam is a Mari Bishmaisa that Yesh Bishal on earth. And that's quoted by Halacha by the Magen Avraham in Sukkot and Yud Bes. Afilu b'kli sheni. Right, that's on the din of Has. Of Yesh Afia Achar Bishol in, sorry, Yesh Bishol Achar Fim Sifhei. And that's the problem even b'kli sheni. Says the Magen Avraham, the Yesh Dvarim Shem is Bash Limbo V'ein Anu B'kiyim V'imkein B'shar Dvarim Nami Yesh Lachmer. That we don't know what's considered Kali Bishul. So even by bread, even by other things, have to be Machmir and Klisheni, that maybe is considered Kali Habishul. And the Mishabura quotes this Magen Avraham in Sifkatan Mem Beis. Hosef Bazad did Afer, but Dom, this really late, with Deizu, the Ishbarjim, the Fashim, the people Klisheni, the Neshe Brakin. So you can put other things in a klisheni also, because we don't know what is considered to be kale habishal. Says the Sharetzia there, Chutz b'mai samaches, Chutz b'mai meshemen, k'dil kaman b'sibin zeh. There are some things that we know are definitely not Kali Habishul. So mai meshemen, we know from the Mem Beis, is not considered to be Kali Habishul. Mai meshemen is definitely not in this bashel, the cliche. What about other mashkim? Is Mayim Meshemen exhaustive, or is that reflective of other liquids as well? Shmir Shabbos Belchasa, footnote Kuf Ayin Gimel, points out this is a Machlokes Achron about Shar Mashkim. Alter Rebbe is Mako. The Kalkalos HaShabbos is Machmir. Mishabrua, the end of Sifkatan Lamites, is Mako when it comes to milk. However, he's only Mako where it's already Nispasha. So this is the end of the long Sukkot Bati. He writes, who had did, Shemotu Lafis, and Sukkot Kosa Zeh, Shemotu Lafis, and Sukkot Kosa Zeh, Shemotu Lafis, and Sukkot Kosa Zeh, if you have milk that cooled off, you can put that in a cliché-ni. It's only if it cooled off. So the Shabbos across the point, that means it was already cooked, and then it cooled off. But if it wasn't cooked yet, then milk also, we have to be concerned with beef on the Kali Abishal, and potentially could be Nisbashal in a cliché-ni. Right, and that seems to be Mavur from the beginning of the Mishnah Berurah, which we'll get to a little bit later, about sense, that you can make your Din Shabbos by putting sense in a cliché-ni. So there also, the sense was already Nisbashal, and you put in a cliché-ni, but that's only because it was already Nisbashal. Otherwise, even if it's a liquid, we'd be concerned about Bishal and cliché-ni, because maybe that is considered Kali HaBishal. So far, the only thing we know is not Kali HaBishal is Shemen and Mayim. But then, it's also clear for the Gemara we started with on Mem Beis that Tavlin is not subject to Bishal the cliché-ni. Right? Tavlin is not in this Bashal the cliché-ni. So that can't be Kali HaBishal either. So that's what the Mishnah Berurah explains here in Sukkot and Samech. Makabar says that Tavlin you can't put under Klevisha. Says the Mishnah Berurah Samech. Al Klevishani Motu Lasses Tavlin Afil Yas Lezisba. Name is Bashal Shah. That Tavlin is not this Bashal, the Klevishani. What is Tavlin? What spices are we talking about that are not in this bashal and cliché-ni? So, Shmuel Shabbos Kol Chasa, footnote Kuf Ayin Dalet, quotes from Avshalom Zalman, that it can't be, as we saw, the definition of Kali Bishal are things that are raf v'dak, thin and soft. So our spices that we have in our spice cabinet, our ground spices, we can't say that's Tavlin, that's not Kali Bishal. Those are Rach and Dak. So that definitely should be Kali Bishal. Says the Shlomo Zalman, the Tavlin that we're talking about is in the pre-processed food era, when you have a stick of cinnamon or a stick of ginger, and you put that into your pot. So that's the Tavlin that Chazal was talking about, not pre-ready-made ground spices. So to the extent that there are tablets that are not Kali Bishal, it means a chunk of ginger, a chunk of actual cinnamon. What about tea leaves? Mishnah Berurah assumes if Sifkat Lama test that tea leaves are subject to Bishal with cliché-ni and they're not Tavlin. Look at the Sharet Siyun Sifkat Nun Hei. And there are two questions when it comes to tea leaves. Number one, were they cooked before? And number two, if they weren't cooked before, are they potentially Tavlin that are not as Bishal with cliché-ni? So the Sharet Siyun here is Mitzayim Nun Hei Yaris Dvash Din Yitzion Yitzayin Kalkal Sashadis Nisibis HaShalom. They all say that tea leaves are not previously Nisbashal and are subject to Bishal B'Klisheni. Din Yitzion Sim and Yitzayin. So the Shoel asks, "Ribos Bashanim Asher Kiridifuni Menucha Ubasiat Plath Rusya Halavana." So many years I was unable to rest, and I came to White Russia. Asher Bekesarit Taklalit Raisi Asher Iru B'Shabbos Kodesh Ma'im Rosem and Klivisham Asher Hayu Timunim B'Tanur Al Tei Chadash Elin Esbash Mir Shabbos. So he got to Belarus, White Russia, and he saw that people were pouring hot water from a Kli Rishon onto tea leaves. And if Hal Tiberos Zos, the Amarti Lehem Chalim Shabbos Atem. Asher Allah Chazur Ravachas B'Yisrael Iwe Mivashel Kdei Klipa. Lo Matzasi Maneh at Asher Hugadli Achrei Zeh Mipi Ish Echad Me'anogen Kein, one of the Mechal Shabbos said, Hayof Shinoza Lehem Mipi Ashmua Shekvar Nisbashel Ati the Medina Sin. We heard in Pia Shmua that they already cooked the tea leaves in China. He had the tea business in Hamburg. But I don't think that's true. Says the Binyan Siyah. We investigated and we determined that it wasn't pre-cooked. There's no suffix that there's an Isser Melecha Shabbos. People don't know it. They're Nichol and Isser Skila. Same thing, you pour water onto lemon that wasn't cooked yet. Yes, the farsim dvarim ha'elu laharim nechshol midarat beis Yisrael. There's no hetter to pour water from a Kli Rishon onto tea leaves because the tea leaves were not nisbashel. Aruch ha'sholcha and simin shin yud chesif kav ches. Also, Rabim nechshalim bazeh betanos shel hevel, yei she'omim sha'ati kvar nisbashel b'mkomo, bein bishel akar bishel, betas gadohu. Afilu em ebes kenhu, de bisham ein abishel levashlo, el lasosa pirash yeroi lebishel. So even if there is some bishel-like process, it's not real bishel, it's just preparing it for a subsequent bishel, the reason you pay for tea is because you want to cook it yourself. Is that true? What processing is done to tea? According to Wikipedia, the closest to anything that would be considered bishul is what's called sweltering or yellowing in certain kinds of teas, where it's lightly heated in a closed container, which turns it causes the tea leaves to turn yellow for 6 to 8 hours at close to human body temperatures. So whatever temperature is thought of is less than Yad Zeledis Bo, L'chol Hadex.
I'm talking about that, like when you get tea in a bag that you're putting in? Or
so, well, so when we're talking late 1800s, we're talking about tea leaves. But a tea bag has tea leaves in the tea bag. Tea bags were first invented in 1903. The first patent for a tea bag is from 1903 to a Roberta Lawson and Mary McLaren, who wrote in their patent application, heretofore, it has been common to prepare tea, the infusion so designated, by putting a quantity of tea leaves in a pot and pouring hot water thereon, thus providing a considerable supply of tea, from which a cup of tea was to be poured or drawn off for individual use. This practice involves the use of a considerable quantity of tea leaves to prepare the desired supply of tea, and the tea, if not used directly, soon becomes stale or wanting in freshness, and therefore unsatisfactory. And frequently, a large portion of the tea thus prepared and not used directly have to be thrown away, thus involving much waste and corresponding expense. To obviate this, our object in the present invention is to provide means whereby a small quantity of tea, so much only as is required for a single cup of tea, can be placed in a cup and have water poured thereon to produce only a cup of tea fresh for immediate use. And this means only so much of tea leaves is used as required for the single cup of tea, and thereby a cup of fresh, fragrant tea is prepared, and the waste occurring but to put the tea leaves in the cup in which the infusion is prepared and from which it is to be drunk requires that the leaves shall be held together again, separating and being dispersed through the infusion to be drunk up, which would spoil the pleasure of the drink. And yet the leaves must be so held together as to be exposed fully to the water poured thereon, and yet the leaves must the cup, so their quality shall be freely given off and taken up by the water to produce the desired infusion. It is also important from a financial standpoint that the means for thus holding the tea leaves in the cup shall be inexpensive as well as convenient for ready use. Hence the tea bag.
So either it's just crushed up
the leaves. That's crushed up the leaves. Nothing is, there's no added production.
Correct.
So for our purposes, there's no difference between the tea leaves itself and what you have in a tea bag, which is just crushed leaves in a bag. But now at least we appreciate the godless of the tea bag. But that's what Rabbi Karp quotes from Rabbi Yashiv and others, that tea bags are subject to Bishol, the Klisheni, the Klav Kali Bishol, not Tavlin. Rashatu quotes in the Rav, that the Rav quoted that Rav Chaim's practice was to put tea leaves in a Klisheni, because the Chaim held that tea leaves are a Tavlin, and the Rav followed that practice of putting tea leaves or tea bags in a Klisheni, because the Rav Chaim felt that's Tavlin. Where Rashatu quotes it from the Rav, printed in Nefesh HaRav, is that the Rav said, my grandfather also knew how to learn, and he held that as much as to put tea in a Klisheni. Okay, now we'll come back to tea shortly, or maybe next time. Maybe we're running out of time. Okay, but there's another consideration. So, in practice, as we saw from the Bhagavad Gita, Shavua, based on the Urayim, Misafek, we consider most things that potentially are Kali Abishal as Kali Abishal. We only know Mayim Veshemet are not Kali Abishal. We know that Tavlin are not Kali Abishal. Tavlin are limited, presumably, kind of notwithstanding, to the kind of clumps of ginger and cinnamon that Rishon Zalman talks about. We know that Melach is its own category. But everything else in Mishmur, it sounds like you have to be Mathmir Misafik. Chazanish, in theory, argues, but in practice, the scope of the argument is probably limited. Chazanish, in Simon Nun Bey's Oth Yudhes, left page I need on my desk. So the Chazanish writes, first in Oth Yudches, he writes that maybe the Chumrah of the Urayim to be Choshech that many more things are Kali Bishul, because we don't know what's Kali, what's Raf, what's Kasha, what's Raf. Maybe that only applies to Pas, which is the example of the Urayim, because that's something that is easily Nisbasho once it's already awfully, but maybe it doesn't apply to other things. And then he writes in Sifkat of Yotes, that lemony things you're allowed to put in a cliche, even the outside as well. Because you don't have to be mastering something this time as Kali official. As long as it's not Yad Nifbeis Bo, because if it's Yad Nifbeis Bo, so then you should be matnir like the Chayada that we put it last time. And it's difficult to know what's really Yad Nifbeis Bo as opposed to Yad Seledis Bo. So in principle, the Chazanit says that if you don't know something to be Kali Abishal, you don't have to be Machmir. Although maybe you should be Machmir by Yanif Bo, it's not so clear what's Yanif Bo. So at least theoretically, the Chazanit is less concerned about the gray area. But in practice, it may not make that much of a difference if you're going to be Machmir for Yanif Bo anyway. On Lemon, the Chazanit, that's one example that he's explicit here on, that lemon would be considered to be Kali Abishal. Shmir Shabbos is Machmer in that. Rabbi Karp is Machmer in that. That, no, you have to treat lemon like anything else that's part of the gray area that we don't know whether it's Kali Abishal. There's another consideration that may be relevant to Bishal B'Klisheni, even if something is not Kali Habishal, and that what emerges from the Re in Tosa Islamic Testament Aleph, Ibrahim Matthew Kolshabal the Fakir. The Omer Re, the Afilu B'Klisheni in Shorin, to hold the Mayim Chamin, Mepsik and Uvashal. That in a Klisheni, there's a problem, Mepsik and Uvashal, looks like Bishal. The Alpha God the Chidava Kamar of Al Nosi Losofa Karl Sofa Tankoi. I adopt the Tablin. Shayna Suila Masik is a good day of Masik of Avasho. That Tablin isn't subject to Masik of Avasho, but anything else is subject to Masik of Avasho in a Klisheni. And this is quoted by the Magen Avraham Sivkatan Tesvav. That soaking something cliche is mafsik in the bashel. And the Mishnah Brura in Sifkatan Lamed Daled. Mafsik in the bashel, except for Tavlin. And Shmir Shabbos in Ha'arba Kuf Samachas, leaves us as a Tzarabian. What's the Mepsik and Mavashal here? Mepsik and Mavashal sounds like it's a problem independent of Kali Abishal. So is that so? But you can have something that's not Kali Abishal, and technically speaking, should be mutter to cook in Klisheni, but there's still a consideration of Mepsik and Mavashal. You leave that with the Tzarafian, what's that category? What food item is it that you could have been allowed to cook in a klisheni because it's not Kali Bishal, but there's still a problem of Mepsik Mavashal. Or is a Mepsik Mavashal only another consideration for that which should be usher anyway because it's Kali Bishal?
And it's just very simply anything which is not Kali Bishal, but kind of Mepsik Mavashal would be relevant.
That's the question. Is there such, in practice, is there a subcategory of food which would have been mutter in practice, would have been butcher to cook in a cliche if not for Mepsik and Mavashal.
You're saying that because we're not, we're some not for the Yemen by Kali officials, then
right,
we're just saying, oh, no.
So in practice, where does this Mepsik and Mavashal leave us relative to what we would have said without the Mepsik and Mavashal consideration? So I'm not sure in practice if what it is that it in the tablet's not subject to Mepsik and Mavashal. And there may be a certain level of subjectivity, what legitimately looks like Bishal. And if you put the Chazanish says you're allowed to, Chazanish says lemon isn't Mepsik Mavashal either. not only is it not, he thinks it's Kali Vishal. And as far as Messi Kimavasha, no, it looks like Tavlin. So what is it that doesn't look like Tavlin, but isn't Kali Vishal in practice? Not sure. Okay, I guess we'll stop here for today. Can we do two more shiurim this week just to cover some ground? Like Tuesday and Thursday? You're out anyway.
I should hopefully be able to Zoom. I don't know yet. But.
Okay. So let's tentatively try for Tuesday and Thursday.
3 o'clock?
I think 3 o'clock, but I'll defer when we get closer. So next time, we'll talk talk about tea, klishlishi, iwi mikli rishon, and davar gush. And ladles. And then we'll talk about habasa. So maybe we'll see if we can get through all of that this week. So if anyone has any more research on whether all honey is cooked,
I'll have to look at that.